Hi Puma. Say hello to the podcasters. Come on, don't be shy. Okay, give me a purr. You've been feeling a bit lonely all day, Yeah, what is it? Come on. You're not allowed to bite me, even affectionately. There'd be no teeth marks, right? Oh, see, Daisy, what are you doing that for, eh? You've got your food. Come here. Yeah. There you go. You can eat your own food now. I don't like being bitten. Yeah. I'm just gonna do what Simon Toon did. I'm gonna make a cup of tea. Add water to kettle. Oh, you know, I'm worn down. I thought that paying attention to the cat would give me extra energy and help me to recover from a very, very, very full day. Yeah, no, I've had enough of you now. Go on. Right. I have to make my wife a cup of tea first. And I want to make myself a cup of tea too. I've just gone upstairs where she's working hard. I say hard. Now, I'm not permitted to tell you what she's working on, in case that would break secrets. By the way, she's not employed by the intelligence service, just to let you know that. Anyway, what does she want? Rubbish tea, I think. She's a rubbish tea person. I can't stand it myself. I think it's much too something. On the other hand, she wouldn't dream of drinking the tea I buy, which is cheapest tea in the supermarket, what I call bog standard tea. I'm having difficulty lifting the tea caddy because of my right hand, and if you don't know what's wrong with my right hand, I'm not going to tell you because I'm fed up of complaining about it. We have a daughter who insists on her teacup being filled to the very top. I wonder if that's what everybody likes. I, on the other hand, don't ever want to fill a cup to the very top. Now, of course, that's projecting my own preferences onto somebody else. Ah, dear. No, must be careful that I don't put milk in the rubbish tea. I think it comes from South Africa. That's the fridge shut. Let's just see where this rubbish tea is from. Oh, it's made by Barry's, it's packaged by Barry's, who are the biggest tea company in Ireland, I think. Yes, here's something that is amazing. We recommend using fresh, almost boiling water. Well, some of that water was fresh. Pour it over, allow it to infuse for 3 to 5 minutes. Also delicious with an added drop of honey. Well, I don't use honey, and she hasn't asked me for honey. I won't be doing that. Yes, it's 100% South African. Is that right? ROIBOS. Red bush. Oh, I see. If somebody had said to me, spell rubbish, Paul, I'd have spelled it R-O-O. I don't know. Anyway, it's ROIBOS. Anyway, it's naturally full-bodied, aromatic herbal infusion. You know, that means it's very good for you. It'll cure your arthritis and relieve your headaches and have you going for the next 6 hours. I was distracted today because I didn't record a podcast yesterday. Well, it probably only matters to me. Lets people off. Those people who feel obliged to listen to everything lets them off. You can hear which is the better quality cup, don't you? The good quality. Not so good, eh? Okay, gotta take this upstairs. And I think I better not let you hear the interaction. So I will actually stop recording when I get up the stairs. There we are. Yes, I must not say anything that would suggest I'm recording.
Hi, Louis. Hello.
It's a good dog. It's a good dog. I will collect Grace, right? Don't you even think of that you should go and collect her?
I'm not thinking about it.
Okay, bye. Right. Okay. Tessie, bye. Or should I say, thanks a million for listening. Paul O'Mahony, very grateful for your company. See you soon. Or I'll listen to you straight away, and then I might say something later.